Full Spirals comes full spiral this season, and the process hasn't been pretty. But I'm here, once again, standing in all my messy glory, warts and all, so that we can share the adventure together. Welcome to Full Spirals, a podcast where we tell the stories of belonging to this big human family and honor the raw human connections the arts consistently facilitate. It's about how life can take you for a spin, but still leave you grounded. We learn about hope and healing through the arts and the many ways creativity can lead you right back to yourself. We're so happy to have you along for the ride. I'm Stacey Parrish. Hello. Yes, Full Spirals comes full spiral this season, and oh my god, how I struggled to get to this point. But in the end, I found the freedom I was looking for, and of course, I found it in the same place I always do. So, what happened? Well, as I began putting things together for the season launch this month, I wrestled with everything. What to include moving forward, what to skip, how to structure things, whether or not to even continue with quote-unquote seasons. And I got so caught up in creating art for the sake of consumption that I forgot why I even started doing it to begin with. Instead of creating, I got completely bogged down with comparing my work to the work of others, their formats, their downloads, their numbers, their workflows, until I was just completely stuck in compare and despair mode, like the ultimate killer of creativity. Janine Roth says in her book, This Messy, Magnificent Life, that it takes courage to question our comparative judgments, those places where we measure ourselves, asking whether or not we're enough. And she mentions that freeing ourselves means seeing that we're more than the sum of our total accomplishments, our relationships, our so-called failures, etc., etc., etc. She says that being free takes first realizing that we're imprisoned, and then questioning what imprisons us. And I realized that what I was being imprisoned by was the creative process itself, the one that says, this is awesome. This is tricky. This is shit. I am shit. This might be okay. Back to this is awesome. As anyone who has ever created something from nothing can attest, the creative process can be super messy. But to a large extent, that's what this podcast is all about. And all of these struggles that I was going through, it all just felt super ironic to me because the process I got bogged down in is the very process I'm always striving to normalize here on the pod. So I asked myself the question, Stacey, what if you can't screw it up? What if instead of haranguing yourself, you went back to being gentle? What if you reminded yourself of what this work is all about? So here it is. Full Spirals is based on three principles: that art heals, and participating in the creative process is always good for us, even if there's a struggle along the way. Next, that we get the same lessons handed to us again and again in life. We just learn them on a deeper level each time. Ding! And that we're all connected, and our lives change each other's as we grow and spin along. Ultimately, Full Spirals has always been a platform for creativity, authenticity, for presence, and self-expression. In the first season, I told my stories of hope and healing through the arts, while really emphasizing the striking similarities that I've noticed in my life between the healing process and the creative process, and I'm still constantly blown away by it. And if you haven't caught season one, you can go check those episodes out. In season two, the platform was opened up to other women so that they could tell their stories of hope and healing through the arts. And these creative women bravely shared their stories, their experiences, their strength, and their process for growth and healing. The centerpiece of the season was all about amplifying the voices of women. I felt then, and still feel, that it's what the world needs a lot more of right now. Like, a lot. To help foster and model self-trust for women, and to help build a safe and nurturing community. and to let women take in these messages that we deserve to be heard at all times. We deserve to be seen. We deserve to take up space. We deserve to be believed and affirmed. And as I strive to continually amplify the voices of women and tell their stories of healing through the arts, I also aspire to bring forward the voices of other marginalized populations to tell their stories. Which pretty much brings us up to date, where I began to ask myself, where do we go from here? Well, I want to continue to share the way I see the world as a living, breathing spiral, always conspiring to lead us home to our inner truths that we didn't even know were waiting to be discovered. And you're listening from all over the world, from Frankfurt, Germany, Louisville, Kentucky, from Santa Clarita to Poughkeepsie, from Missoula, Montana to Houston, Texas, and everywhere in between. Sure, Wisconsin is home for me, but these themes are universal, and I see you and can't wait to bring these themes and these truths forward. I'm just going to lean into vulnerability, like really lean into it, warts and all, to be completely authentic and honest with you as I present each upcoming episode. I don't want to be so afraid of screwing up, and I don't want to put myself or these episodes into tiny little boxes. So my plan is to once again put my perfectionism on the back burner, worry less about what's right and wrong, and more about what's real and true. Because, baby, I'm a one-woman show, and trusting myself and my own creative path is the whole point of this work. I'll continue to follow mine while you follow yours. Together, we're launching into a no-seasons era of Full Spirals. No season 3, no season 4, just constant creative energy spinning us along together. So what's that going to look like or sound like? In addition to interviews with fellow creatives moving forward, I'll also be spinning out minisodes and a brand new project designed to tell the stories of elder women. So be on the lookout for Sages episodes that tell their stories or shine a spotlight on their wisdom. If you're not yet following the show, make sure you do that. Actually, I'll wait. Go ahead and press pause and go click that follow button. There. Now you won't ever miss an episode or a minisode. And if you're moved by the work that we do here and are able to support the production costs of the show, join our online community of spinners by visiting the Patreon link that appears in the show notes. Thanks again for joining me as we spin through the creative process together and continue to give healing a voice. Till next time, take care. This episode was produced by Boom Arts in Appleton, Wisconsin. Theme music by Helen Avakian. Additional music provided by Beth Kelly. If you liked what you heard today, please rate, review, and most importantly, share Full Spirals. Bring your friends and fam along for the ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite listening platform. Because we really are all in this together. Till next time, take care.